McDonald's. All right, we're gonna destroy McDonald's, the corporate empire of McDonald's. And you know how we're gonna do it? We're gonna change who is the branch manager at the Barrington Street McDonald's in Halifax. What, man? Like, he's no one. They'll just get rid of him and put in a different manager. So, like, I don't like the prices. Let's go Canadian manager. The Canadian manager of McDonald's decides, you know what? We're going back to 1995 pricing. Do you know how long that's going to last? 10 seconds. Because McDonald's Global, the corporation, fires his ass and puts in their own guy. And then right back to where the fuck you were. Back to the program. Back online. Back on track the way that the corporate masters want it to be. There's nothing he can do because he doesn't own McDonald's. He works for McDonald's. That's the difference. The conservatives work for the casino. So do the liberals. So do the NDP. They're beholden to these people. Why the fuck do you think there's people at Bilderberg right now? Right now. Bilderberg's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. All the most powerful people in the world are all there hanging out, chilling, talking about your future from behind closed doors with no media coverage at all. I'm sure it has nothing to do with it. And it doesn't matter. It's not party related. It's not partisan. It's just whoever's in power, whoever's in charge, and you're getting your marching orders. That's what it is. When the conservatives were in power, the conservatives went to Bilderberg. And when the liberals were in power, the liberals went to Bilderberg. It's not about politics. It's not about left or right. It's about control and dictating to you, to the people, right? These are your representatives. These are your lords and masters, your governors, your barons, your kings, and your queens show up to the emperor's desk, and he tells them what is to be done to his subjects. And they are simply your managers. That's it. That is all it is. So I don't give a shit who the CPC leader is. It makes zero difference whatsoever. It doesn't make any difference at all. Because at the end of the day, they're coming back here with their marching orders from Bilderberg, and they're going to tell you all the things that the UN want you to do. And it's going to be open borders. It's going to be gun ban. It's going to be no sovereignty. It's going to be hate speech laws. It's going to be climate agenda. It's going to be sustainable, green, blah, 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 all the same shit. Gay pride, transgender babies and cutting off dicks and, you know, eating foreskins and all of that. It's going to be all of that, right? Because the people that we elect don't make these decisions. We elect them to be our representatives on the world stage, and the world stage is owned by somebody else. It's not us. It's a stage that they go and that they stand on and they get directed to from the owner of the world stage. And he's not Canadian. He's not anything. They're like godlike emperors that dictate to their property, which is what we are, what is to be done. It's no different than the prime minister telling the premiers what he wants done, or a premier telling a mayor what he wants done. It's a chain of command, and it doesn't end with the prime minister or the president. Those guys are middle management at best, buddy. How much is money is power. Money is big time power. How much power does the president really have, right? Who put him in that desk? Well, Raytheon did, and Lockheed Martin did, and Big Oil and Big Tech did. Silicon Valley did. They put him in, they can take him the fuck out. Those people are in charge. Not the president. He's a mouthpiece. He's a spokesman. He's a fucking cheerleader. That's it. He's just there to deliver you the news. He's a news anchor. That's like thinking the guy in charge is the guy on TV telling you the news. Well, that must be it. Really? The only way out is mass civil disobedience. I'm talking Ottawa convoy times 1,000 in every city and town. It'll probably never happen, but a man can dream. They can only win if enough of us are too afraid of the consequences to do anything about it. We're all too busy wearing masks and hiding in the bushes because we don't want people to call us names on the internet and attack our job. What about this? What if all of us just said, fuck you? Fucking make me, motherfucker, in the millions. What would happen then? What are they going to do? You're going to fight us all? Take it. There's guns everywhere, motherfucker. Tons. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if that many people saw the whole system for what it really is and just flipped the table and said, fuck this casino. I'm not playing anymore. I'm burning it down.